Bremer Valley, situated about 40 kilometers or 24 miles southeast of Mutare border town, has a large number of farmers cultivating a variety of crops like bananas, vegetables, and of late barley tobacco used for vaping cigars. This type of tobacco has a ready market in South Africa, Europe, Asia, and Latin America. The 14 farmers are using 10 hectares of land as a pilot project of cigar vaping tobacco farming at Mapeti Farm. The project that began in 2013 is the only one of its type in Zimbabwe and second in Africa after Cameroon. Elsewhere in the world, barley tobacco is grown in Brazil, Chile, Cuba, and the Comoros. Zimbabwe's Women's Affairs Minister Nyasha Chikwinya officially opened the auction floors a few days ago. Chikwinya witnessed the first sale of over 100 barley tobacco bales at the auction floor, where some farmers with a good grade of tobacco fetched as much as $5.50 a kilogram. One of the farmers, Lionel Guild, says the auction floor would play a critical role in cutting down costs of transporting the harvested tobacco while boosting their income. He says the farmers would increase the hectareage of the crop as and when the demand increases.
There's a big market. Cigars are very popular in the first world, in America, UK, Germany, South Africa. There's a big market for cigars. We've just got to produce a good quality product and enough of it to make it worthwhile. So this is the beginning of the stage. And then hopefully from here, if we double production each year, then we'll get into the marketplace. But at the moment, we're selling to a company in Germany called Von Eichen, who've been very good. They're helping fund it. They're helping to establish it. And they're using the end product. There's no point in us growing too much until we develop a market. So we're basically growing. And as we're growing, we're trying to find a market.
Lucy Machiki, another farmer from Bema Valley, says apart from being a money spinner, the crop is environmentally friendly.
The advantages are that we are not going to cut a lot of wood within the area. We are not even going to use firewood, but we are just going to dry up the leaves.
Her views are echoed by her colleague, Winnie Maisiri, who says they now have to only use simple methods of transporting their produce to the auction floor.
We market locally. We are not going far away for market. Transport costs, no. We have to carry, whether on a bike, on a scotch cart or on a wheelbarrow to go to the market.
Alice Ziki is another happy farmer. She says cultivating barley tobacco gives farmers time to attend to other domestic chores while barley tobacco leaves are getting cured naturally. Dorothy Madara, a Mutare District Agricultural Extension worker with the Ministry of Agriculture in the Mutare South catchment area, says farmers are slowly mastering ways of cultivating and curing barley tobacco. However, Madara says there is need for more training among local extension workers on growing barley tobacco. Madara adds that farmers won't need to chop down trees to cure the tobacco leaves.
This type of tobacco, it reduces deforestation. It's acute, in fact. Yeah, I think that's the major advantage of growing this crop.
Mike Edinson, a representative of a German company, Fonacane, that is buying the cigar vaping tobacco, says he's happy with the quality of the crop they are getting from Bema Valley farmers. He adds that cigars are getting popular in Europe compared to cigarettes, and this is likely to boost their farming business.
The cigar business in Europe is very strong. I mean, more cigars were sold last year than any time in the last 10 years, but that's mainly because of taxation. There's a move to produce mini cigars, which are wrapped with cigar wrapper. There's a tax benefit on that compared with cigarettes. So we've seen a big increase in the demand for cigar wrapper in Europe.
The farmers intend to increase their hectareage for barley tobacco in the next cropping season. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bema Valley, this is Lloyd Moyo.